こんにちは。イギリス在住会議通訳者、発音改善コンサルタントの平松理恵です。
This is Jack, an interpreter and translator living in Fukuoka, Japan.
この番組では、日本出身の私がイギリス、イギリス出身のジャックさんが日本とお互いに母国を離れて外国人として生活する中で獲得してきた経験や知識をもとに、英語表現や英語でコミュニケーションを図る際のポイントについて平松が主に日本語、ジャックさんが主に英語、英語と日本語、半々で会話を進めていきます。Hi Jack, how are you?
I'm fine, Lie, thank you. It's a little bit of a strange weather over here. It's sunny one day, it's raining the next. I'm not really sure what to make of it.
あれ、一日の中に雨が降ったり晴れたりということではなくて？
Yeah, it's sort of a coming and going, although we had a bit of a squall yesterday. It was 37 degrees in the morning. We got to lunchtime, about, let's say, 1 o'clock-ish. And just as I was sitting down for lunch in the cafeteria at work, actually, we went up there for a change rather than going out. And it's quite lucky I did, because this, just as I say, this squall come out of nowhere, and it was like someone turned a bucket over.
あ、本当。
And then within maybe 50 minutes, an hour, glorious sunshine again.
へえ、それっていわゆるゲリラ豪雨っていうのではなくて。
Yeah, yeah, probably that would be the most closest thing, or what they said on the news at least, yeah.
へえ、そうなんですね。いや、こっちもね、今ちょっと音に入ってるかもしれませんけど、雨が降ってきましたよ。
I was just gonna say I can hear some pattering on the window.
そうでしょう。そうなんですよ。今日はそういうわけで雨のお話です。雨の量を表す英語表現っていうのが、さすが雨の国イギリス、たくさんあるんですよね。
Yeah, I mean, if you can't talk about the rain in
what
different ways,
then
what do you talk about? I think I briefly mentioned it in the past in one of the episodes, but you know, British people love talking about the weather, and it's very rarely to do with the actual weather. It's a conversation starter, or the weather is to reflect how you're feeling inside, maybe. So, you know, you say, oh, it's quite nice outside, even though it's horrible. Then they're talking about their own feelings that even though it's horrible, they're still feeling quite good. You know, these sort of cultural references as well. It's weather.Yeah, it's a great theme, I think. You know, you mentioned quite rightly that there's so many different ways to talk about rain, depending on the level of how severe it's falling, not just the amount of rain, but sort of the almost the size of the raindrops as well. The sound it makes, all these different sort of expressions, it's great. I mean, one that I always find gets a few laughs in Japan is when you say it's spitting.For when it's very light rain, yeah?
Spitting.
It's like spitting. Who's spitting? That's disgusting. It's like, no. Look at the windows. It's spitting. And they're like, what? No one's spitting. No, it's in the rain. It's raining very lightly, sort of thing. There's another one. It became very famous by the comedian Peter Kay. Is when it rains...Well, when it spits, essentially, it's fine rain, but it soaks you through. So it's very fine rain. You can go outside and you don't feel it on your skin so much. If anything, it's refreshing. But within a couple of minutes, your clothes are drenched. And this become almost like a meme for a couple of months after he mentioned it on his comedy show.People were going around whenever it started to rain very lightly. It's like, oh, it's that fine stuff that soaks you through. And that's another very British thing as well, is that even when it rains, you just put up with it. You could be drenched, but you're not going to put an umbrella up because that would be very un-British.
そう。あの、なんで傘をささないんですかね、イギリスの特に男性。
Is this a genuine question or would you like my opinion? Because I'm not sure if I could talk for every British person. But me, my personal thing is that because when it rains in England, when it really rains in England, then even if you have an umbrella, the likelihood is that most of the rain will be bouncing up off the pavement and soaking your trousers. So you end up with soggy shoes and soggy trousers. Mm. And that's usually quite a horrible feeling to have anyway. By not putting an umbrella up, it kind of evens it out, if anything. So you don't feel particularly uncomfortable. If that makes sense. Now, this is definitely probably only me. I know this for a fact. But the other thing as well is because rain is so sporadic in England, you know, it can come in a flash and then it can stop in 10 minutes. That there's just no point in putting an umbrella up. It's like, it'll stop in a minute. It'll blow over. It's just spitting. You know, when it starts raining cats and dogs, you know, when it really starts raining, then, you know, I might consider an umbrella, but most people just don't take one out the house because the common way of thinking is that it'll stop soon enough. And if it's not going to stop soon enough, if you know it's going to be raining all day, the chances are you'll probably be on a bus or a train anyway.
イギリス人の 女の子とある日ランチに行く約束をして、で、私はまだこれロンドンに住んでる時ですよ。で、私は傘を持ってかなかったんですね。で、彼女はそういう意味ではすごい日本人らしいな。あの、イギリス人なんですけど、ちゃんと天気予報を確認して傘を持ってきてたの。
Really? Oh my goodness. I don't think I've ever seen, and this is probably just maybe the people I hang out with, but I would rarely have seen anyone I know bring an umbrella to an event ever.
で、 私もなんかそう思ってたのね。そしたら、だから日本人とイギリス人ってこういう言い方してごめんなさいね、イギリスの人に。あの、逆転した感じで彼女に、Oh, you didn't bring an umbrella?In England? って言われたもん。
そう。Yeah, I mean, for many years, and this, I kid you not, the only time I ever saw an umbrella was in the boot of my dad's car.
置いとくものなんですね。
I'd never seen him with it in his hand. The only time he took it was when he went golfing, because obviously he was outdoors all day. And you can just... stick it on the golf bag sort of thing so you can hide under it when it's not your swing. You can wait for the other person to take their swing and then you can go back under the golf umbrella because they're quite big, the golf umbrellas, right?
大きいですね。
But apart from that, I don't think any of my relatives have ever held an umbrella that I can remember. I honestly can't remember a time when I ever had an umbrella in England. I can't remember a time when my relatives had an umbrella.Or my friends either. You know, there's probably people listening now going, I'm sure he's just exaggerating because it's a common stereotype, but I kid you not. No one I knew in England would ever carry an umbrella. And it's not like, you know, we have an aversity to umbrellas or anything. I mean, there was the very common stereotype when the first...sort of Japanese tourists went over to England, I believe, and the image was the bowler hat and an umbrella with a newspaper under the arm in London.
そうですね。あ、But, あのタイプの傘って、軍隊の人だけかもしれないんですけど、持ち物であって、ものすごく雨が降っても開かないんだって。
I've been there myself as well, like in Japan. It's built into me. I've got an umbrella because...You know, maybe my wife's give me one and go, oh, it's going to rain today. But it's more of an inconvenience because I have to find somewhere to put it or I have to dry it out or put it in. Conveniently in Japan, you get those bags when you go into stores, right? To put the umbrella in to stop it dripping all over the floor. But I could have it in my hand. It'll be raining and people will be, why aren't you opening the umbrella? And it's like, yeah, this isn't rain. It's just a bit of wind.You know, you don't register it's raining. It's just, well, it'll either pass or I'm not going to feel the damp for a while. So I might as well put up with it. We're only going 100 meters down the road to the next store, you know. I just, maybe I'm just mad.
そういう人ね、結構いるみたい。
But the other thing as well is, Now, this people will think I'm crazy, and I know it's not just me. Is even when it rains. Now, my mother didn't do this. My mother was quite good with this. Like, when it rains and you've got the washing out, you get the washing in. But if you know it's only passing, I know plenty of British people that will still leave the washing out even though it's raining. Because, you know, it, you know within 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it's going to pass and the sun's going to come back out. And most days when it's raining, the wind is quite strong anyway, so it dries it out anyway. And I heard this is quite common in Wales, actually, I believe. Why bother with the getting the laundry in? Because usually, you know, you're at work and it's like, ah, it's raining. Oh, well, you know, the washing's out at home. Never mind, it'll be dry by the time I get back because the rain will stop in 2 hours.
なるほどね。なんか雨の話だと、結構その天気予報を BBC とかで見ていると、なんかシャワーとかは言ってると思うんですよね。
Yeah, showers are a very common expression as well. I mentioned spitting earlier. Showers is another one. Spitting,
shower, and sunny spell とか。Drizzle. ああ、そうか。Drizzle と spitting はだいぶ違うかな。違いますかね。
Spitting, for me, again, I think it depends on people and where they're from as well, because obviously the amount of rain that falls when it does rain depends on the area of the country. If you're closer to the coast, you get more. Drizzle, I kind of get the image that it's a lot slower. So it's, it may be not heavy rain, you'd say. It was light rain. But the amount of drops that are falling... a fewer, whereas you could say you mentioned a shower, then you've got the image in your head of what it looks like in a shower, yeah? So it's just constant. The rain is coming. You can see the raindrops quite clearly. It's probably going to continue for a while, but it will probably pass as well. You know, there's going to be showers in the north. They'll say on the weather forecast, it's probably not going to be all day. If you probably wouldn't hear spitting so much on a weather forecast, even though we use it every day in conversation. But for example, even if you were to use it, you say, oh, it's spitting in the north, then it's light rain. It doesn't necessarily give us an image that it's going to stop soon. Whereas showers, you'd know it would probably be passing.
Drizzling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a great comparison for Japanese, yeah. Drizzle is kind of, as I say, a bit, it's still a light rain, but not as heavy as spitting. Do I want to say heavy? Now, I have to be careful here because, you know, some people will say, oh, well, because a drizzle, if you imagine drizzling a sauce on something, you're quite liberal with drizzling a sauce, right? But when you say drizzle is the rain, it's still, let's say the size of the raindrops feel a bit heavier. But the amount that is falling is probably less than when it's spitting. You know, spitting, it's constant, but they're very small raindrops. So you don't really notice it as much. But it goes back to what I said earlier, you know, the fine stuff that soaks you through.
そのタイプ、あの、fine that soaks you through っていうタイプは、結構イギリス独特っていうか、
I've not had a shower. I probably wouldn't say to someone, oh, it's spitting outside with the rain in Japan, for example.
ですよね、多分。あとは、
you know, I might say it's drizzling, but it's usually showers or when it rains, it rains, you know. One thing I sort of say is, in Japan, it often rains sideways.
風が強いから。
Yeah, it doesn't come down. You know, when it rains, it tends to be combined with quite strong winds.
はいはい。
Maybe it's just the area I'm living in, but I get that impression.
なるほど。結構軽い感じの、本当に雨粒が見えない感じの雨が結構ありますよね、イギリスだと。
Yeah.
日本だと霧雨っていうのかな？
Yeah, that would probably be the closest thing I could think of off the top of my head. And then
多分そうなんですよね。多分ね。
When you get to showers, it's kind of like サミダレ。
お
ー。You know, it's that sort of the end of spring, start of summer.
ポタポタとこう。
Rain that doesn't tend to last very long.
あ、そういうの？
Whereas in Japan, obviously, you've got the raining season as well, right? Whereas we don't have a raining season in Japan. In England.
In England.
I'll say that again, you know. Obviously, you have the raining season in Japan, whereas we don't have a raining season in England. Because every season is the raining season in England.
そうですね。
There's no season where there's no rain.
そう今のところね気候変動で変わっていっちゃえば分かりませんけど、mm-hmm. 夏も一日単位ですからね、
mm-hmm. One day of summer
そう
Summer? Oh yeah, finished yesterday
そうそういう感じはありますよねそうというわけで今日もお聞きいただきありがとうございました
Thank you very much
Thank you very much. 日本人の英語を変える発音改善コースでは英語名 Smarten Up Your English ということでイギリス英語を使った発音改善にプロの通訳者が使う訓練方法を合わせたメソッドでメンバーさんの学びをサポートしています。募集が9月1日からなんですけれども、1ヶ月の集中コースを行います。それは11月になりますけれども、その前に先行予約をいただいた方だけにですね、無料のセミナーをいくつかさせていただきます。で、お知らせをお送りしますので、ご興味のあられる方はメーリングリストにご登録ください。リンクは番組情報欄にあります。この番組では皆さんからのご質問やご相談を募集しています。ツイッターまたはインスタグラムからアット送信してください。アットマークリエロンドン。スペースもピリオドもなく全部小文字です。YouTube、平松リエチャンネルのコメントは全部チェックしていますのでそちらでも結構です。リクエストお待ちしています。Thanks for tuning in and see you next week.
Thank you.